You've got questions? We've got answers. Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, answering the questions that new leaders ask us. In every part of our work, including this video, it's our goal to help leaders become more effective, successful, and confident. In this particular video, we're going to focus on how to build trust with new employees. Are you ready? Let's go. Yeah, so here's the question that we got asked. The question is, how do I build trust with new employees? Well, it's a great question. It's an important question because trust is critical. Well, I mean, because think about it. We all want to follow those that we know, like, and trust. We don't trust someone. Our willingness to follow them, our willingness to be engaged in the work that we're involved in is dampened significantly. So trust is important. It's a great question. And certainly now, if the question is asked in the context of the brand new employee, it's how do I build this? How do I gain this trust with someone I don't already know? So let's start with the word trust. So the word trust, if you look it up in your dictionary, you will find it's an interesting word because it is both a noun, it is a thing, there is trust, trust exists, and it's a verb. It's something that we do. I trust you. So it's an interesting word in that regard, and that dichotomy of definitions says a lot about how to answer the question. See, there's two basic ways that we can build trust with anyone, including a new employee. One is we can wait. We can wait for them to prove to us that they are worthy of trust. Or we can trust them, assuming the best. We can either wait or we can act. And there's two ways that we can act. One is to make sure that our actions themselves are trustworthy, that we do what we say, that we're honest, that we deliver, and those sorts of things. Because as people see us as trustworthy, that will build that trust. But there's another thing that we can do, a very powerful thing that we can do, and that is to begin to trust the other person without knowing, without waiting, starting from a place of, I trust you. Now, you may not say that out loud, but you do it through your actions. This does not mean that you take a brand new employee and give them a task that it takes 10 years to learn and say, hey, I trust you, go do it. That's the recipe for failure, both in the task and in the relationship. But what we can do is we can invest in the relationship, which begins to build trust. What we can do is give people opportunities to try things with a safety net. What we can do is not follow behind them at every step checking their work. We can trust them. We can give them opportunities. We can help them be successful. And in doing that, we are building the relationship and we are building trust. And that's what we want to do. So the question was, how do I build trust with new employees? Trust them. Start. Don't wait. If you want to build it faster, you've got to start. Now, can that be risky? It might be a little bit once in a while, but here's my observation. My observation is when we hire new people, we're all excited when we've hired them. Like we pick the best people from this group, they're going to be great, and then they arrive on the job and we say, well, you can't trust them. They're new. It starts with a belief and a desire to build that trust. The question implies a great solution, and the way to build trust with new employees is to start by trusting them. Maybe the best way that I can summarize these ideas is with the use of a tweet. And here it is. Trust is a noun and a verb. The more of the verb you do, the more of the noun you get. So I hope this question and the answer is helpful to you on your transition from being a peer to being a boss, or in your ability to help others do the same thing. That was my goal, was to give you some new tools and ideas. Now, if it was useful, I hope you'll share this page link with others so that others can get the same benefit. And lastly, if this is an area of interest for you, the transition from bud to boss, there are all sorts of resources on this site, both paid and free. And we hope you'll take advantage of all of them. And I look forward to having you back for another episode of Questions and Answers on the transition from bud to boss.